Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Face and we get some of this good shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains. Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now? I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all won't listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage. 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 Rage.
riddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the range is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye, making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples, showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I breaker, you best keep on trucking, and roll on with that chicken shit that plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer, I'm still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the bad lyricist.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make you readjust the focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, where it's so cold pathetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn.
I take a puff and I blow up like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blown away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that, yo hop back, I rock that the dawn, yes I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born.
Now when it comes to the hippest in hip-hop, I make the lips drop, knees not buckle and shake, then who's to make the wrong move, get dusted, busted, whack and see. Can't cut the mustard, I stick it to you like voodoo. So who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but fooling. You couldn't hang with the new. You want your boots to get cooked. You what? Look up in the sky. Why? The fly robin fly, giving you whatever suits. You got the size 8 Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, side your head. Hey yo, I'm singing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Red fox, cutting out fox me because I'm foxy like brown. Break it down now. What? From the end to the start, lyrical murderer, pump spearing hearts, I'm tearing parts to pieces like Reese's, I freak it, speak it in tongues, put you on like Bonita Applebum. You can't see me, you're blind to the fact that I'm on deck, swinging on the wax, striking them out like that. Hats off, blast off, watch me rock it, sock it to ya, whatever it takes to do ya. Done, done, top gun, it's the lady of rage, still rated number one, motherfucker.
Wish I could open up some gates up to my dog.
My dog.
Yeah.
When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision.
And I'ma fuck the flow up. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, let it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because for different reasons that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer. What you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
That if you don't struggle correctly, you should struggle. But you should struggle. We said dare to struggle and you dare to win. Dare not to struggle and you don't deserve to win. But we have to struggle properly. They don't want to admit this. There are a lot of young organizations around, but we are political organizations. We are an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. That it's just like you stretch something and it goes, you can stretch things, they're going to be another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war. And that's where we at.
42 shots through that bedroom. Mama Cool was laying asleep up in that bed too. That's when J. Edgar Hoover sent the feds stoop. You know them grimy ass ways that the feds move. Said they sent the memo saying the Panthers gotta go. Created a plan to start COINTELPRO. Tricked O'Neal and then he turned into a informant. The chairman killed the wee hours of the morning.
I'm feeling like Mike Brown, I'm feeling like Trayvon. I'm feeling like I gotta stay armed with hoodies and ARs. I'm feeling like I gotta black down, but this is a straight wall. So tell him that I'm on the front line, I'm taking no days off. Yeah. Said it's mental slavery, yep, it's falling your head. If you ain't got your liberation, you better off dead. He's spotting day plantations, they call it the feds. Whatever happened to the riders, guess all of them dead. I don't care if it's a koofy bow tie or a fez. We need to unify people and buy some land. And when I talk about the Jacksons, I ain't talking Michael. I'm talking George and Jonathan marching with their rifles. You try to kill the revolution, then you gotta shoot us. This for the chairman Fred, Mark Clark, Huey Newton. This here for Black August. Let's have a moment of silence and dedicate it to them riders that's in black coffins. I got the voice of Malcolm, mixed with the heart of Marcus. I got my knowledge from the slums, I've never been to Harvard. Tell me it's love, tell me it's hate, tell me it's pride. Tell me the reason why they keep on telling us lies. Tell me the reason why them teens in America died. From them slugs of a gun that an officer fired. Gotta understand, they consider us three-fifths of a man. Which means you're not a human on this land. Dred Scott, black man, they got the same rights a white man's got. So why we steady reppin' all these damn blocks? Who thought I'd see the day when the cops would become the damn ops? We just try to land us a job, but they try to land shots. Knowledge and intelligence is more important than that gangster shit that they been telling us. I wonder who the editors, I wonder who the ones that take their time to write the papers. That fail to mention trials and tribulations that we facing. I got neighbors that was racist, that got hatred for these pretty black faces. Who are you to judge our laws, great creation? Relations to all of them great faces back in Africa. King Tut, Queen Nzinga, they set the path for us. If they could take a look at us now, they probably laugh at us. us. But then again, they wouldn't be laughing, they probably mad at us. Wonder how we all became thugs and drug traffickers. Let them capture us, and they building the bloodbath for us. Breathe, this water getting deep. It's way over my head, it's kinda hard for me to see. I got a queen, is she natural pure? The mindset of Winnie Mandela, mixed with a side of secure. Said I got two choices, poverty or provide for the poor. Plus I'm fully prepared to collide with the law. I said I think we need a million men marching in the streets again. Think we need a million men marching with their peace in hand. Sometimes you gotta go to war just to have peace again. Rest in peace to Martin, time to treat us like kings again.
Now the same motherfuckers that came to kill and capture us, yeah, the same motherfuckers that murdered mask us. Got the calling our dads to be asking us, why they keep killing each other, why they respect their mothers, what their daddy said, why they keep being black, why they stay unemployed, why they don't vote, why they don't sit together, why they still dope. Why they fucking two tears in the bucket, to the chairman tell you what happened, Captain. The motherfucking cowards and corrupt is gross throughout the whole goddamn colonized community. You know what the land's bloodshed, and it's all the earth, for all it's worth, and the damn to take all the turf. Try to stick up sickles up our motherfucking legacies. How the fuck we got generations after generations coming up? And I only know if I even giving a fuck about gold gears like Harry T. Marcus Garvey. I didn't beat motherfucking minutes to UEP. Shit. We don't know through the COINTEL Pro. We die by design, man.
The Freshman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution.
I want to have, I want to make my people proud. I put my city on my back and tell them bring us down. It's the strong against the weak, the poor against the rich. The moral of the story, they ain't giving niggas shit. All the broke folks trying to get next to the rich.
Number one question is, are you running the Panthers? Jeans in my blood, my mama wanted to hand me. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to starve. Big nigga in every city, of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the chief, my leaf, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. The time you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention Reason Sims or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn word. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Go. Wall, a heavy statement. Count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead, I take advantage. Look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing free. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And in 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We get that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. 50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that's so long. Damn.
Poverty kitchen. Free on for you and for me.
All the broke folks trying to understand the importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones that brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't have bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all to show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict or a prisoner's conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Cham and Fred and France and all. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks are too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Being born with won't call him a nigga. Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. And still ducking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, but suck, check yourselves. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling in this white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood.
Direction, and I'm thinking of an eye. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die, not going wild. Why should I care? Like we holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells, just in case they trip in heaven. Ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Dasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but we make it to a better time in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
No matter where we face, we must face a moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust, but I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point. So I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down, just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth.
Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high. Cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm too damn kind, and now some scandalous motherfuckers wanna take what's mine. But they can't take the respect that I've earned in my lifetime, and you know they'll never stop the furious force of my rhymes. So like they say, every dog has its day, and like they say, God works in a mysterious way. So I pray, remembering the days of my youth, as I prepare to meet my moment of truth. Truth. Yo, I got one lyric pointed at your head to start. Another one is pointed at your weak-ass heart. Now if I pull the trigger on these fully loaded lines, you're gonna wish I would've pulled a black nine. I'm Mac Dimes, crack the spines of the fake gangsters. Yeah, the biting trifling niggas and the studio pranksters. Yo, looking at the situation plainly, will you remain G, or will you be looked upon strangely? I reign as the articulator with the greater data, revolving on a task and much doper than my last jam. While others struggle to juggle tricky metaphors, I explore more to expose the core. A lot of MCs act stupid to me, and we have yet to see if they can match our longevity. But anyway, it's just another day, another fake jack I slay with my spectacular rap display. Styles smooth but rugged, you can't push or shove it. You dig it and you dug it, cause like money you love it. The king of monotone with my own throne, righteously violent prone. My words bring winds like cyclones, storming your hideout, blocking out your sunlight. Your image and your business were truly not done right. Throw up your heala now, divine saviors. You got no hand skills, there's no security to save you. No pager, no celly, no drop top Benzie. I came to bring your phony hip-hop to an end. My art of war will leave you sore from the abuse, cause you must meet your moment of truth. They say it's lonely at the top, and whatever you do, you always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. No one is untouchable, no man is bulletproof. We all must meet our moment of truth, truth.
Live and direct, Brother
Chip. So you're right. Ears up, eyes open, the fist clench. Y'all know this is now we do this. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free MR Radio here, Intellectual Radio. Still, December 13th, 2023. We're on the countdown to the end of the year. December 13th, 2023. If y'all can't take a pause for the calls, you have to know we are locked and loaded. I don't know if we got our co-host in the building or not, but we roll. Okay, that's what it is. Right on. Okay, we rolling, y'all. The flyer just got done, y'all. So to bring y'all these people we're going to be talking about. Let me give another shout out. Intellectual Radio. It's the 15 year. Still, you know what I'm saying? It ain't over, y'all. They say, yeah, your birthday party. So it's celebrating the whole week now. Some of you are doing a whole month now. So we're going to keep that momentum going. And we ain't came down yet. We ain't came down yet for International Revolutionary Day, December 4th. We still, man, hey, I'm telling you, y'all showed up and showed out. Man, the Cubs, the U2 looking good. I'm talking about, man, the call-ins, the support, all the families of victims of police terrorism. I mean, y'all pulled up. I'm talking about, hey, the family of the Defense Captain Mara Clark. I'm talking about the survivors of December the 4th. I'm talking about showed up and showed out the momentum. I mean, up early in the morning, you know what I'm saying, at the Inglewood Center over there, the Justice Nicolet location over there. I'm talking about, man, multitude, everybody, you know what I'm saying, all sides, the street tribes, man, Clinchman, salute y'all. I'm talking about the energy, the breakfast that was put together, the free breakfast. Hey, man, hey, comrades, I mean, got down. Simon Croquette, eggs and grits. I couldn't go wrong with that. Free breakfast. Moved on to our internet, to the Ground Zero, 2337 West Monroe, which we're going to get changed to Chairman Fred Hemphaway. We need to stay on that. We're going to keep the pressure on that, y'all. 2337, we're going to change to Monroe to Chairman Fred Hemphaway. Then came, took a breather, went to the wall. People came internationally. They came on down, to, you know what I'm saying, went to the wall, did the rap, and also the rap over there, who never seen it, in Maywood, you know what I'm saying? And then we came on back, y'all, ended it on out. You know what I'm saying? The Village of Maywood. Shout out, y'all. Village of Maywood. That phenomenal sipping paint. Sister Chanel. Man, that touchdown, you know, I know blew a lot of cats wigs with that movie. Like, man, what's sipping paint? What's happening? You know, a lot of people, all they heard was sip, but they got there. And I'm talking about Breonna Taylor's auntie, Bianca, all they showed him and showed out. Cortez, right, you name it. Jacob Blake, he on. We got him, this thing they got in the council, they call bunk rest. You got to sit down for a minute. His brother, man, we make a joke about it. With a serious issue, we be moving around. So sometimes we be like, "Well, what city you in?" I don't know. You know, we moving so fast, and it caught up with them. You know what I'm saying? It hit us. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna sit down on our own. He had to sit down for a minute. He still tried to make it, you know, get up here, but he called on FaceTime. Us in the solidarity, Justin Blake, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. I think I seen Justin Blake say his grandson's birthday was today. I forgot. I was moving so fast. Mike Brown, the solidarity statements that came in. Our co-hosts weren't there physically, but the solidarity statements that came in right on. Shout out again, we still riding a cloud million. You know what I'm saying? Right. Chairman Fred said, too, the indigenous community. They came. Hey, Comrade Connors and man, everybody showed them, showed out. So Comrade Daphne hit that trip, you know what I'm saying? She was going through a thing because she got spoiled out in that southern weather with that heat down there. Got up here, got a reality check. Like, hey, this is Chicago. You dig? Man, you know what I'm saying? When you said it, man. But you know, knock on wood. I'm be honest with you. We've knock on wood. It's been good. You know what I'm saying? I catch myself. Cause I'm jumping out right now. You know what I'm saying? No coat. You know what I'm saying? And I might get me a reality. No, knock on wood. I don't get no. I'm gonna tighten up on that coat and that scarf. But again, Revolutionary, respect to everyone, you know what I'm saying? The energy, everything was up the hook, y'all. Gus, earlier, I only listened to tap in. I was debating a little while back with a co-host that she thought it was 10 years. And I touched bases with the Comrade Daphne back and forth. And it was an 8 and that going on 9 years. And sad to say, so we refer my radio, how long we've been rolling. So we got to get some checks on that. Because we talking about, I don't want to say let the cat out the bag, y'all. We talking about I can't even say it. Let's find out how much time it is. It's difficult, you know what I'm saying? This is, we're going to keep y'all posted on upcoming developments we're talking about doing, though, man. But, you know, it's constantly. One of the things about dialectical materialism, we tell you, things are constantly being born and growing, as well as dying and disintegrating. And let me say something real quick, just off my chest, too. You know, I'm dealing with a situation, you know. Y'all know, in this past, no IRD, no street party, no work goes uncontested. You know what I'm saying? Your serious work, you know, just, you know, under attack. And this is not. This is no exception. This past 54th year of International Revolutionary Day, I want to commend the people because it just is not there December the 4th. It's ongoing process, you know what I'm saying, before, you know, as a matter of fact, we'd say you can tell IRD is coming up or street parties coming up because the counterinsurgency, the tax is becoming more intense. And, it was a constant battle for the legacy, continuous battle, you know what I'm saying. And a lot of people don't even see the underlying dynamics that go down with this, and just take it for granted that things is going to happen. But you know, I can't put in words, you know, the continuous attacks, and again, this is not, no exception. I was asked a question a few days ago. Said, "Don't you get tired? Don't you just see a battle fatigue is real?" And something was brought to me recently. It's the most concretely a close on it came to like even a discussion about Canada. And I study history, not in the abstract sort of way, but I love the legacy of the Black Panther Party. I love it. We love it, you know. And I just don't that how it's been like custom fit, like even different dynamics. You know, so say nothing new under the sun. And I think about how the impact of, you know, such contradictions have Field Marshal George Jackson, the contradictions of Soledad and San Quentin, you know, how you can relate to even present day. Different struggles, you know, the party had to deal with You know what I'm saying? In some cases, the name's not even changed. You know what I'm saying? But it's really, when they see this discussion about Canada, it kind of hit me hard. I'm still kind of grappling with that. Being that I remember a conversation some years back, I was talking to Mos Def, now known as Yasin Bey, and he had brought to my attention, he said, you know that it was 2 weeks after Malcolm X had came back from Canada, he was assassinated. And 2 weeks after Chairman Fred came back from Canada, he was assassinated. So, whoa, I'm like, so it kind of had like a block, you know, and I kind of like pushed it to the side for quite some time. And then this is the closest discussion that's happened recently, you know, concretely. And I was discussing this yesterday with some forces, and I was saying, you know, it's not fear. It's a,
understanding.
Brother Cooley's in the building, but if we, you know, he's attempting with us. You're 28 years behind lines. He goes behind enemy lines. You want to bring us the touchdown with some other updates too. But it's funny you said understanding. I said to myself, I hate about this thing about me like flirting the fire. And then, that's what the revolutionary really does in many cases. Flirting with fire, and I said, man, and people say, well, how do you know what you know? I said, I come in, because one of the bad things about me, I can't really clean up around the home front because I hold on to so much stuff. I can't get rid of this, you know what I'm saying? And I start going so hard on one of my mother comrade, I say, I'll be trying to fight the horde, and, you know what I'm saying? I say, I don't want that trait, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And I fight it, but in struggle. That's opposite with that. I come in and I'm willing to whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeking information, you know what I'm saying? Seeking that to learn and regard and not holding on. And people say when we go protest cases, they say, well, Chairman, how do you know which particular individual, you know, uncle or what have you is going to, you know, sell out, you know, so on and so forth. And I said, I study my family. I study contradictions, you know what I'm saying, objective. I study myself, you know. I go back, you know, third person, and say, well, you know, man, this should be a better move, should be so on and so forth. And I'm learning, like, even this past International Revolutionary Day, some comrades had brought, you know, one of the war stories about with Chairman Fred to me a few days ago. And this came, you know what I'm saying, and they just said it to me nonchalant. I said, man, I didn't know, you know, it was interesting because I had a similar situation. You know what I'm saying? With some, you know, saying, some individual does some, you know, some action, you know, some actions in the way I dealt with it. And I didn't know this thing about Chairman, you know what I'm saying, I think this is something, you know, I'm using myself as a microcosm, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people talking about, well, it doesn't make a difference, you know what I'm saying, about your history, you know what I'm saying? I beg to differ. It's so to know your faults, your flaws, you know, how you move, so on and so forth, and even certain, like I said, like, you know, the verdict is not out on a lot of, you know, in particular, on a lot of situations, in particular with our history, the Japanese,
in order to forward
and not in a, just in an abstract way. A lot of people just say they know something, but I mean, the contested conditions, you know, like Japanese say that karate is actually an African art form. They just preserved it. And you know what I'm saying? And a lot of our stuff, you know, so we don't have, we deprived of that. And it's a lot of things you go back and people say, well, Ms. Kat told me one time, I said, Chairman, how do you know what you're saying is not just subjective? You know, and I think some people say, well, they have their truth and my truth. I don't jive with that. The reality, this is a cup of coffee, that's an iPhone, that's a laptop. There are certain concrete definitions. And people say, well, how do you know when there's differences? Well, you know, you come in, you know, so whether it be in household, whatever, you can, you know, you say, well, how do I know, how do you come to conclusions? You say, you look at, you know, we say, again, dialectical materialism. You look at past history and logic. Like, what's this individual's MO? What's the, you know, what's the base of the, we're talking about the music, history, consciousness in the music industry. What's the root of it? So the consciousness of the Black Panther Party. Also, a quote, the Minister U.E.P. Newton said, that social practice is the, your social practice is the criterion for truth. Social practice is a criteria for truth. A lot of kids, you just go look and say, man, you go say, man, you come in and say, who told this? Which one of these dogs tore the house up? And you can, you know, so you can look at the teeth marks on the couch and say, you know what, I know, you know, so this damn, this the dog that done it. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah, certain, flirting with that fiery spirit too, sir. A lot of brothers and sisters no longer flirt with that fiery spirit of propheticism, of just speaking truth to power type situations, because they haven't understood that, man, we do have power in our voices, and that's what you come into play.
I'll be content. Also, I was just like, I had to catch myself with this damn phone thing that I watch this app, this YouTube all damn night. You know, I can't, I'm going to rest these different voices in my head. But I was watching this stuff, you know, a lot of this stuff about the hip-hop thing, and I would say, you know, I was, this era, it's a lot more information, is more accessible to people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people talking about what's going on in the music industry, what's going on, and people talking like when certain countries come out, and a lot of people have a position, like they say, when the tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound if you don't hear it? Of course it makes a sound, just because you didn't hear it, you know what I'm saying? The world does not revolve around individuals.
Speaking of that, I wrote a piece today, this morning, speaking about the S1Ws. Who's going to be on the security for the exodus of the captive souls to come out of these prisons and what have you, that have been wrongfully convicted, because Chicago leading this country in wrongful convictions and exoneration. But I digress.
Keep that on like a note. We're going to talk about that, y'all. If y'all, those who coming in late, y'all get on in the spirit of making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. We are live and direct and free on my radio, Chairman Fred Hamlin, Jr., Robin Ali, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. My brother Cooley's in the building, you know what I'm saying? We got some Comrade Death and the boys. We're talking about a number of things, y'all. We're talking about, man, the attempted destruction of the home of Dr. Martin Luther King. You haven't heard about it. Yeah. So,
talking about the attempted destructive of the black boys.
Oh, listen.
Oh, my God.
Well, everything, we can tell that conversation into that, because, again, y'all who know about that, go look at the imagery. And I'm curious what y'all thoughts about this here. The house, a tight go protracted. You know, a lot of people, we talking about the Hampton House, people say, well, I thought y'all saved this. This is like getting in shape. It's ongoing. You know what I'm saying? We remain in the tight. The work remains in the tight. You know what I'm saying? And I tell most of our communities are reactionary. We can't see this attack until it's just blatantly stated. I had raised the issue. You know what I'm saying? Even when they say that the home was lost, quote unquote lost in Atlanta, to the federal government actually took over the house. I said, I mean, here's Atlanta, all that resource, all that money, Atlanta, and it goes in stages. So now I'm going to just touch base with even this, what the ruling class media is even saying. I think a 23-year-old young lady, this is important too. She's supposed to, no, they got to put it, of her dousing the house with gasoline. She going through gas, and she you can see, a lot of people can't see, because I see one of the major countries with this stage again with mental illness is, was more scary than the fact that mental illness, the pervasiveness of mental illness in our community is those who don't acknowledge it. You know, that's what scares me. And I was like,
it's running rampant in our community.
But it's running rampant. But the inability for people we go at least to say, okay, man, you can pick up. You don't even know doctors. We say, man, there's mental illness there. But people can't even recognize it. Before we can talk about combating it, it's so our communities are destabilized. There's no distinction, no structure, there's nothing. You know what I'm saying? That dynamic about you, you can look at it and see the mental illness. And to add to that, this young, they say she, no, they got the footage of her dousing house with gasoline. Guess who's supposed to stop her all of a sudden when she's doing this? Two off-duty New York police. I sometimes hold my tongue and say, let me see how far. Wait a minute, what's the odds of this happening? We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about also Dr. Groove. I hope you're listening. I was supposed to be on today interviewing Brother Dr. Groove and DA Smart and others that the follow up to this whole thing about Chicago hip hop. And there's a lot of debate, so it's not 50 years, so on and so forth. But also on the heels of coming from the event, a lot of people thought, they said, Jim, how you get back to Chicago that quick? I said, well, you know, there was film, tape the Grammys, 50 years of hip hop, and the dynamic, the pros and cons, the contrast with, you know, so what you're seeing the BET Awards, and you know what I'm saying, what's the differences, what's the pros and cons, what's your thoughts on present day hip hop, you know what I'm saying, and see the time, you know what I'm saying, again, we have Robin Ali, aka the Lady of Rage, you know what I'm saying, from that mm-hmm. and that does it take into account your obviously, like some eras, Rick Nolan was Baby D from Next Friday. But let's see the time with them. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the political impact of hip-hop. We're talking about so much, y'all. We live record freedom. Our radio call in number 929-477-3785. Let's get it in. Y'all, we like to load everybody so y'all, let everybody know we're here. I know Mother Conrad will be calling in, too, to thank Cortez Rice and Bianca. For that belated birthday gift, and, again, we just shout out belated birthday Mother Conrad again, November 28th.
Yeah,
and we're gonna be tying this in to what's happening with the work at the Hampton House. We still need your support whenever you can. So if y'all can, y'all hit the SaveTheHamptonHouse.org, hit the donation button, send the dollar sign cash out, Save the Hampton House, and come on through for some work in, y'all. Cause the weather ain't getting real bad. Just we're tidying up around there. Get some work done. So again, we live and direct on Freedom All Radio. So I touched on the Dr. King thing. So I'm going to open up for callers, calls, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Y'all input. Then we're going to talk about this whole situation with the brothers locked up. Mm-hmm. Also, and also callers, I miss what's happening in City Hall today, too. I know today is supposed to be intense. It was intense. And tomorrow, they're talking about the vote on whether Chicago will be a sanctuary city or not. For those who are not familiar with that term, sanctuary city, in essence, city where the federal government, in particular ICE, immigration,
mm-hmm.
I can't forget the acronym. They cannot.
Yeah,
they cannot.
The acronym either.
But it's basically done with the what they refer to. You know, saying those not only from a lot of people hear the word migrant, they just automatically think about, you know, Mexico, but Venezuela, other places. And mind you, Ukraine, there's a lot of, you know, saying a lot of, that's a country being exposed to, like the Ukrainians, the resource they've been allotted to, and I gotta go check some brothers and sisters from Africa that's touched down too. This will be all through in the conversation, but it's this sanctuary city where not only those entities, I think even local law enforcement would not have the right to say either they lock you up or lock an individual up. They technically, legally, can't even ask a person their immigration status. If it's a sanctuary city, you know what I'm saying? You can't. And it's kind of they talk about even now with the changing the rules, like the work permits, so on and so forth. Right. And there's a lot of heat, cause, you know, from both sides of the different spectrums, how you feel about it, so on and so forth. And the background on it was instituted under the 10-year former mayor, first black mayor of Chicago, Mayor Hal Washington. So y'all feel free to top in with us, y'all. 929-477-3785. Well, we had y'all on Freedom
Radio.
And it stands
for Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
One more, okay, immigration and customs enforcement, correct. Yeah, right on, Coles. Yes, indeed. So we live in there. Okay, so we talking a number of things, y'all. Y'all feel free to let us know what issue y'all want to tap in on us. We have a few issues we wrapping on. We talking about the that's going to be a microcosm, the Dr. King's home. And maybe you don't know about even prior to the quote-unquote successful, I guess it was successful in the state's hands, assassination on Dr. King, where they succeeded, and they succeeded in assassination. That was not their first attempt. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Prior to that, there were a number of different attempts. One, there was a case of a young lady with mental health issues who stabbed him, like literally, in his chest. Dr. King, yes. Yeah, he was stabbed. This is in New York, and this is also... take note, this is also a tactic Marcus Garvey, a lady with mental illness. They had you, but see, they came, what was his wife at the time? The first, we did, not the Negro, we were, She edited the Philosopher's Opinions. Amy Johns Garvey, I believe.
Yeah.
I think she knocked the lady down the stairs, I believe. But this case of Marcus Mosiah Garvey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the general Marcus Garvey.
Yeah.
Then this is with Dr. King, the lady had came up close up on him and she stabbed him, and they even said that if he would have sneezed, he'd have been out the game. And in both cases, these were individuals with mental health illness. A lot of people just know about the case in the Illinois chapter, Chicago branch. A lot of people just familiar with William O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
Our position was remains to be that William O'Neill was not the only one. You feel what I'm saying? Military Pinuna gave a phenomenal assessment. There's a piece that was interviewing him at the penthouse, and this is grounded the situation with George Sams, Alex Rackley, and it was it was definitely some people was unable to see the different dynamics that you're saying with the county and Cersei involvement with that. Minister Uri, how he touched on how the state utilized exploits that are mental illness. This is something, I mean, just to be in this society alone, man, you know,
a brain game of intellectual Vietnam because the war done been brought to it.
Man, and not to have it acknowledged. So you walking around other places, they use the term like post-traumatic stress, political prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not even acknowledged in our community, you know what I'm saying? And then all mm-hmm. you go to different court cases, you go back and look at how people utilize witnesses to get people like say this person has mental health issues, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that we have to be inclusive in any conversation we have in regards to, you know what I'm saying? And get to acknowledge it, because again, and it's something I know, like in particular our communities, like whether it be that of mental health or that of even sexuality, whatever the case may be, a lot of discussion we don't talk about, you know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
I would go so far as to say, because a lot of times, any discussion we have with us, to add on to what I said before, it's embarrassing being oppressed.
It's
embarrassing. And when you start bringing different discussions in about mental health issues, drug uses, sexuality, mm-hmm. you know, it's really like a front in your face. Like that, it's like a reminder. No doubt about it. And
it's things just keep building and building and compiled and one on top of the other, one thing after the other.
No doubt.
It takes away from our essence, our being. You dig what I'm saying? We tapped into a power source that come from on high. And now to be taken so low as to have these weapons formed against us, they shall no longer prosper. That's why we're here demonstrating the way we demonstrate and how we demonstrate right now with Brother Chairman and myself and Sister Comrade.
We live and direct, y'all. Still making history, taking history, y'all. Y'all come on and tap in. Free them all, Sister Comrade.
Free them all. We got Mother Comrade on the line. Free them all.
Right on. Free them all.
Free them all.
Free them all. Free them all. Free them all. Feed them all.
Free them all.
I just wanted to say right on to everything you said, Chairman, about that great IRD, International Revolutionary Day, all the people you shouted out right on, Chair, and more. It was just still high off of that. And to have my birthday celebration with myself and Sister, Sister Frederica Newton on the widow of Dr. Huey P. Newton and the director of the Dr. Huey P. Newton Foundation on there together, as we did, I think, a couple of years ago. It was really powerful. I'm still flying high off the love of the people. I want to real quick, I think it's in Jerry Cruz's birthday that was the 22nd. I think, and the reason I'm thinking that, because you got it mixed up last year with my May's birthday. So, and I was just following that.
Yeah.
But also, I would like to extend long love and condolences to Jerry Cruz's best friend, Dr. Robin, who was in Jerry's part veterinary surgery for 25 years. And she passed away. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. And also shout out to Comrade Cool, a strong soldier, Black Panther Party Cub, and I see you, Brother Ray Baker. Shout out to Robin Adam Allen. Y'all know her as Lady of Rage, Baby D. You know what I'm saying? And she's been in other, shows, too. And congratulate her on her stellar performance, looking so beautiful. It was just, I said, who that?
Thank you.
But I have to say who that, because she always bumping them Afro puffs and looking just great.
Rocking,
so
rocking.
And Chairman, I see you, too, right on, Chair, at the 40 years tribute to hip-hop, a 50-year tribute to hip-hop. And I'm waiting for it to run again, because I see it in that context. Long live the spirit of Tupac Shakur and DMX.
That's right.
I've loved it forever and ever and ever. And I would be remiss if I don't shout out to Bianca Austin, Breonna Taylor's auntie. And Bianca has worked tirelessly so that we don't forget Breonna Taylor, who was murdered by police in her home. Her fiance was beat up and shit and locked up, you know what I'm saying, when he tried to protect her. Also, the Cortez Wright, whose son, 15 years old, was murdered at the school. And these people stay in our face and stay on in our minds, and to urge us to join the fight for liberation, that we should all have some kind of role in, because it's the only war that's been fought in our own interest. We done fought in all the American wars and, you know, all of this, but it's soldiers out here doing the damn thing, and people should acknowledge it. And I was so glad to see Jacob Blake, as you said, on bunk rest, on the phone, and wishing him continued improvement in his health. And last but not least, the PS on this card that I got from Bianca and Cortez, PS, I drank all the wine. Who drank the wine? And that's all I got to say. And thank you for this great show, Free 'Em All. And they gave me some beautiful, I got a whole box of clothes and shoes and stuff. So I'm in ecstatic heaven, a gift that they sent me for my birthday. And that little joke on the end, I drank all the wine. They asked me, well, what do you want, Mother Conrad? I said, I just want a good bottle of wine, and which I tell everybody. They gave me a whole box of clothes and shoes. So I'm just ecstatic over here. So thank you, everybody, for all the joyous birthday wishes and for all of your participation in the International Revolutionary Day and all the work that all of y'all are doing on the various fronts. Lady Rage, you was looking too good, girl.
Thank you. I tried. Mama Cool, I try.
Well, honey, you just look so effortlessly beautiful, and your performance was off the chain. I just really, I don't care how long ago that song was out, it's historical. It's historical.
You better believe
it. And people never forget, for real. So I'm going to get off now. I done talked enough, but I had to say that. And, Chairman, I just appreciate you so much. Even when I be looking all goofy when you raise criticisms of me, I embrace it. And I hear you in the back of my head when you're not around, and you be saying, you know that's some dumb shit, right?
No.
And you make struggle with me, you know what I'm saying? I look pitiful, but I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Now, that ain't to encourage you to be harder. You understand what I'm saying?
Look,
and I enjoyed my talk with Dr. Groove and D.A. Smart today, and they reminded me when I first saw them across the street from the Regal Theater, they was protesting because they wouldn't let hip-hop up in there. And I went over there in the cold, and I said, I got to go see what these brothers and sisters, what they doing over there. They was protesting, mm-hmm. and they never forgot that and reminded me of that. So I'm just shouting them out, too. All right, Chairman, free them all. Feed them all.
Free all
power to the people.
Free them all. Feed them all.
The struggle, we will win.
Right on. We have the record for you, Mario. Let me say again, y'all call in on the phone. I lose audio on Instagram, so that's what, let me know if y'all back on audio. So I can't ask the phone. We gonna get some more technology in, but I can't ask the phone. We be on 6:30 to 8:30 Wednesday, and I told brother, I hope he listening. He asked me the other day something, you know. And I was telling him, I said, listen, I said, you can tune in to Free Them All Radio. So he kind of be busy. I said, you can pull up old episodes. And the information, I'll say again, that, you know, this is I hate to say it, the political education classes, you know what I'm saying? The birthday celebration that we have for Frederica Newton, the widow of Minister Dr. UEP Newton, and Akua and Jerry Point of Deborah Johnson, Widow Chairman Free, it was a celebration. You know what I'm saying? Man, embodied with information. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I said at Ground Zero, we did the vigil, the 5-minute vigil. We do every year, August 30th and December 4th, we do the clinch pitch vigil at 12 o'clock, high noon. And I was there, and I said, even when your arms start to get heavy or something, I say, when my arm gets, I think back. I have some frame of reference to look back. I say, man, imagine what they was up under, that gunfight. Well, I was there too, but I wasn't really conscious. I don't know if the fetus embryo stage, whatever. But imagine that, being subjected to that. And a lot of times you need a context or a frame of reference to hold yourself something too. So this here, imagine the party with political education classes where people, you know, saying, go to, you know, to meet up at different places and just the conversation. I heard about this, the conversations that I asked about Defense Captain Mark Clark before. He said, man, he said, Chairman, we'll be laying stuff down. And Defense Captain Mark Clark and it grabs like that, you know. And you have the technology now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to have the Free Them All Radio. Can I babysit? Can I breastfeed an individual? So I can't say that enough. See the time. This stuff is loaded up. It's put up there. Grasp it. You know what I'm saying? And let me just say this too. I don't want to take the wrong Mother Conrad. So I'll be kind of going in. We deal with criticism and self-criticism, and I'm fortunate to fall from the tree of two freedom fighters. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm passionate about this politics, y'all. And it's a blessing and a burden to be armed with this, because again, it's you know what I'm saying. I Tupac say, my old mama say I'm thugged out. I say, well, my old mama say I'm curved out, and. Mm-hmm. You know, and also with this dynamic, this present time too, to hold the line, and they know they're saying that, like, there's certain things you say, well, that's not a big thing. Like I was saying about, I mean, even with Dr. King's house, the federal government just, you know, God, I see that people are like, man, we're gonna make a difference. I see, yeah, they set the stage for certain things. You know, say it's certain attacks, you know, people dismiss as, you know, saying gossip or just hating or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying, man, you'd be surprised. I tell people, like, even final products, I was having a discussion earlier with someone. I say, people talking about the movie, Judas and the Black Messiah. I say, you don't have no idea of the damage control that we had to go deal with from other people, misinformation before, you know what I'm saying? And then they can go back to their own lives, you know what I'm saying? We had to do this, what the deal is. At the end of the day, it's like a lot of people say, a lot of these entertainers with this class privilege, they'll go out and say and do different things. And we have to deal with we have to deal with the fallout, the blood on the streets, you know what I'm saying, the damaged children, all that. You know what I'm saying? With legacy. So again, you got to look at who has to deal with these different dynamics, you know what I'm saying?
Who's going to take the weight?
Who's going to take the weight, you know what I'm saying? And that's what, and a lot of people, I got to say, a lot of people are black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, and Cubs when it's comfortable.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And the deal is we have to really tie that in to say, man, we are impacted by each other's actions, and you know what I'm saying? None of us live in a bubble. None of us live on an island of our own. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, well, It doesn't make a difference on who says this about the Black Panther Party, so on and so forth. I recall individuals telling me, well, it doesn't make a difference when you learn the process. I beg to differ. There's a different, how you receive information, how you take, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people have no concept of, you know what I'm saying, of that of self-determination. With the initial movie, Panther, Melvin Van Peebles and Mario Van Peebles,
yeah.
Initially, the Hollywood studios was trying to tell them that Tom Cruise would have to play Minister Newton.
Tom Cruise.
Then they say, okay, that won't work. They say, how about this? It has to be that Chairman Bobby Seale, Minister of People, they learn what they learn from the college, from the white people. You know what I'm saying? See, they can't. That's what I said. They grab individuals and, you know, and they start taking. Well, let's change this a little bit. It's an episode on Good Times where they say she want to play, and they came and she said, I don't recognize my play no more. And we'll go for it to the end. You're like, damn, this is a tack. You know what I'm saying? That thing with Dr. King's home, you ain't seen. You don't see no media coverage on it.
It's worn off.
This lady is videotaped with gasoline. She dousing gas all around. And two off-duty white New York policemen supposed to be there and got, man, I see you can't make this up, man. Come on, you can't make this up.
Yes, sir.
And the way she dousing it, and if had lit it, she would have went up in flames as well.
And no doubt about it.
Stepping all in the gas and just
no
throwing
doubt
it
about
up
it.
There. Not even realizing you like this,
and
you're going up with it.
And historically, you look at the case. Like a patsy, James. It was a decision came down. How years was that the James on the appeal? It was discovered to say that James L. Wayne was not the individual of the assassination of Dr. King. The American government came back and appealed that to change it back that he was, but it didn't logically even jive. That he was the one to be able to take the typical type of weapon, lock and load it, you know, so from that distance and do this.
Yeah, that Mockingbird that Joe Brown, the brother Joe Brown, Judge Joe Brown did, he wrote a book on it and did that situation.
I'm checking it out. I know Peppers did one too. I'm going to check out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was another, he had some real great insight on some other, the assassinations of Deputy Minister of Defense Bunchy Carter, Deputy Minister of Defense John Huggins. If I'm correct, I think he was actually, he taught at the school then.
Yes, sir.
He was at UCLA. I was on the show one time about it. Yeah.
Yeah, we read that book too in them halls of learning that we had to go through when them people ripped us from our family and robbed us of our food. My goodness. They robbed us of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted us to have a death sentence in the term of life without the possibility of parole. But
yes,
you waging war on us in the streets, calling us super predators, Generation X. They called us super predators. Hillary Clinton, as well as Stacey Joe, called us super predators to get a crime bill passed to admit that, man, they didn't know what to do with us. They wouldn't educate us. They wouldn't give us what we need, and when we got to see what we thought was happening, man, they pull the rug from under.
Mm-hmm.
Get lawyers getting money every time they knock us. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And man, they laid up here and put that wage that war on poverty, wage that war on drugs, wage that war on us in our community, and tried to get our blood to run just sewers. We had the blood of our sacredness running down the drainage, down the drain pipes. And in the name of what, if we get biblical with it, the devils, the hellhounds of devil reincarnated in the Midnight Crew, tortured, waged war on the psychological chains of slavery, placed on 19, 16, 15-year-old boys, and then they went after our kids and said that they was able to reproduce with a 12-year-old dead body, Ryan Harris. Oh, my God. How far back do we go when we talk about what they done and did and still do in the name of Forberg 15, in the name of the Midnight Crew, from approximately 1977 until this dude retired. Sergeant Forberg, the highest paid sergeant in the country. Highest paid police just getting all this good money, getting all this good accolades and what have you, pensions and what have you. Everything that we can't get, even coming out of jail, wrongfully convicted and exonerated, said that we are free, we be free.
Speaking about you mentioned, about those coming out of jail, is it premature? Is it a case law you were talking about earlier?
I was speaking about the case law that is and should be had, as well as made, against these ones that have taken, maliciously taken our children, our hoods, and ran amok and decimated. The case law.
Is a campaign? It's
a campaign against the Midnight Crew. But we put pressure on Forberg. He's retired.
Okay, we got an international audience here, y'all. And a lot of people may not be familiar with the history of John Burge and others.
Oh, you better believe it. It started with him, but it kept going.
Kept going.
46 years approximately.
And but this about to those who not y'all can y'all on y'all Google. We're gonna be moving around, tying all this in.
Google Midnight Crew.
The Midnight Crew. And
Forberg, Sergeant Forberg.
Spell that name for us.
Forberg. The pressure has been on by Cephas and Chairperson Jasmine Smith, along with Big Brother Frank Chapman. They pushing it. They pressing it. And that's what we going to do. We going to tell these captive souls to come up out of there. Come up out of these prisons.
But a lot of times, with these brothers, and I'm going to say a lot of sisters we're not familiar with, who are tortured.
True indeed.
So people are scared. So not, like even through the moratorium, death penalty. A lot of people think a lot of people just get out of these exonerated. So there are people still locked up.
Many locked up. From John Burge, Palladino, and so many others. There's, I'm telling you, 46 years, if not more, we have been and still are languishing in these jails and prisons. And I'm telling you, these captive souls, they got to come up out of that. They got to come up out of that. We want indictments put on these police whom have taken from us in every which way.
Where could people go to find some of these names?
Halloran. Oh, excuse me.
No. So where could people go to find some updates on these cases? Because, again, a lot of people are in the press, you know what I'm saying, has been exposed to Burge and others that, you know, people exonerated, people still locked up. How can people be, where can they find out this information? And what's the status of the campaign to get a lot of these forces who are locked up out, and all, as well as, you know, saying there's no statute of limitations for terrorism, is our position, about bringing, you know, saying, bringing charges or, you know, saying, exposing the role that these individuals played.
Absolutely. The role that these individuals of the Midnight Crew have played from James O'Brien to John Halloran to Boudreaux, who the city council recently paid $25 million to prevent from having to go to court and trial on these atrocities that have been taken against our people. Hood, the brother Tyrone Hood and his co-defendant had to split $25 million. When they could have the proverbial bank should be broke, because they shouldn't have no money. And we shouldn't be getting no pensions or nothing else based on the indictments of the collateral estoppel and the pattern and practice that they have been proven to be. They have been proven to be wolves in sheep's clothing of civil servants.
So some of these police, are they still on duty?
They who?
Are they still active? Some of these police are involved in it.
They just retired because of the pressure placed on them by Cephas and, as I stated, the chairperson, Ms. Queen Mother Jasmine Smith, amongst other people at Cephas with Big Brother Fred Chapman. There have been numerous press conferences and everything regarding how these people have continued and shall continue to think they can move with diplomatic immunity and impunity. From the time of Milan, who was laid up in covering up everything for them crooked cops. We're not talking about good cops. because they are good cops who kept my family safe when they came and took me, and they came and kidnapped me. The good cops, I love them because they laid up here and kept what they could keep.
What sites can people go to be updated?
You can go to the CFIS site, the NAARPR. And that's NAARPR, amongst other sites and other grassroots organizations. We the survivors, of which I sit on the board of directors. We're putting together everything to try and bring out the Midnight Crew and all their exploits, all their exploitations of us survivors of torture, of everything, false confessions and everything. We got Claiborne Smith. We got judges whom are enforcing the collateral estoppel and pattern and practice, going back to Paul Bible, the report from the Honorable Judge Paul Pipe, as well as recent collateral estoppels invoked the appellate court, 4 appellate courts and 9 circuit courts. Decisions have been made on these jokers.
Man, the record here, I'm already on the spirit of making history, taking history, y'all. Like the Lord, we traveling the globe. You know, so again, we traveling the globe. We touching down, you know, and it was in Georgia, the home of Dr. Martin Luther King. The child home. I think he was to 12 years old. He was there. The quote unquote mysterious, that's putting it lightly, attempted arson of the home. And I think the individual 23 years old. Google it. I'm curious, y'all. Insight. I mean, you had that look. These 2 New York officers, white police, who happened to be there. Our brother Cooley in the building, give us some updates of the speed in regards to the torture chambers. I'm hearing about the black sites in Chicago, and where those cases happening now. John Burge was not the only one. You got names like Boudreaux and others should know about these individuals. Yeah. They had a special elite team to have a torture chamber that went down.
Midnight.
You're talking about everything is political. We're talking about even the different dynamics of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? The political impact of y'all. Okay, y'all took a pause for the call. The tap in was 929-477-3785 and press 1 to tap in with us all.
If I may, Brother Tim.
Yeah.
And we also got that in the jail. You brothers and sisters that know brothers and sisters in the Stateville and everywhere else, there's a Emancipation Proclamation 1 and 1/8 that we bring it to the people. We telling them to let our people go. Hello, Pharaoh, let our people go. The blacklist along with La Lista Negra. I'm telling you.
Listen, Derek, Free Mario, is this coming? You saying something?
Yeah, Free Mario, but can we have Brother Short Body on the line?
Okay, welcome to Free Mario Radio.
Free Mario, Chairman. Hey, man, I love y'all so much, man. Thanks for giving me a little time on the air, man. I just wanted to chime into that, what they're doing to Martin Luther King and what they do to a lot of us are monumental people, man. What they're doing in his houses is I want people to pay attention to what's going on, man, because last year, man, I want to tell a little story real quick. I went down south, and when I go on tour, man, I always go down south, man. And last year, I went down south, man, and I was like, man, I wonder if them damn slave plantations is still up. So I went down. I had one of my guys.
I was just asking your question, not to interrupt you, King, but I was just in Louisiana, New Orleans. They still got the slave quarters in the back of the mansion house, the master.
Yes, so I'm down there. So I'm down there because I'm down there visiting. I'm like, man, I want to actually see if they still got slave plantations down here. So my guy said, yeah, we got slave plantations down here. And he said, he said, yeah, man, they right around the corner. I said, what? He said, man, I can take you to them right now. So, bro. He took me around the corner, man, and I'm talking about literally, it wasn't even 10 minutes away. I'm talking about, bro, I walked on I had to get out the car. I jumped out the car, man, like, man, look, I got to get out the car, man, and look at this, bro, and see this. I had to really see this. I had to get out the car and actually see, like, really see that these people was taking care of these houses like they was brand new monumental places, bro. They was taking care of them. They was calling them historic sites, bro. And they had the slave houses and the slave, man, the old slave house that the slaves was staying in was looking like they was all dusted. I mean, they was looking brand new, bro. They literally was taking care of these houses down there, bro. And what I'm saying about this is This is how white people protect. They protect their history, bro. They made their history. The federal government protects these houses, bro. The federal government is out there protecting these slave houses, bro. And the black people out there, I want to bust some windows, man, and throw some rocks at these places, bro. Myself, I got the cops. I want to spray paint the houses, bro. I want to test some shit up because I was like, wow, how's these people out here? How's black people even walking around? Like, bro, I'm talking about how they even letting that even exist. I was hurt so bad, bro. I was down there, man. I wanted to cry, man. It hurted me so bad because, like, my people, man, was like, they actually walking around letting these things just. I mean, it's like we have no fight or something, man. Like, and to hear what they doing in Martin Luther King House, how they try to get rid of what Chairman House, the Chairman Freedom House, what they doing to our people right now for the little things we trying to keep to ourselves, bro. It hurt, man, real bad, bro. I'm talking about, I went to see that and actually see our people. I mean, now people walk around like it ain't there, bro. It scared me, man. I'm like, man, wait a minute, why y'all ain't having a party in this house? Why nobody took these houses out? Why nobody took over the house and made some shelter for people? Why they ain't did nothing to these houses? Why are they still standing like that? Bro, they was out there. The grass was mold out there, bro. The grass was mold out there like it just got mold. The grass was, the lawn was taken care of, bro. They was beautiful houses, bro. They was beautiful houses, bro. I'm telling y'all. It scared the shit out of me, man. And I just want to chime into this, man. Pay attention to what's going on with us, man. They training us to hate each other. They training us not to take care of each other, bro. They don't want us, and it's working a lot because our people, we strong for all the wrong reasons right now, man. We need to stand up for all the right reasons, bro. We need to stand up for all the right reasons. Stop being cowards, bro. Right now, I'm telling you, our people, man, we being cowards right now. We have to be accountable for what's going on with us right now, bro. Period. We ain't being accountable for what's going on to ourselves right now. We sit up here letting it happen to us. We know what's happening to us, and we're not doing nothing, bro. Period. And that's what I got to say tonight, y'all. Bless you, man. Free them all.
And I'm glad you spoke on that, bro. Because the chairman spoke earlier about that flirting with that fiery spirit. The chairman spoke earlier about it. You got that fiery spirit, brother. That's the show, King.
We ain't got the desired number that we want, but I'm going to say this in just for the record, you know what I'm saying? Because like I look at a situation like Timbuktu, they might pass some of these old episodes and some capsules, tubes or something like that. Yeah. I want them to look back. I want to make sure they look back and they look back and they be very clear that it wasn't. I commend you, Showbody. I commend so many forces. Mm-hmm. And again, we know it's not a desired number, but again, let's make sure we're very clear that it's resistance out here. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's resistance out here. It's not to the desired manner. But again, because I think about, and I like I had a discussion with one of our central committee members, and he was telling me, he said, man, he was down south, and they was telling him like, you know, it's parts of the south where the Ku Klux Klan did not go to.
Yeah,
and that's inspirational to know that.
Yeah,
because a lot of times the narrative is given that, you know what I'm saying, it's like you know, that's in any entity, that's in struggle movements. It's not to desire stuff. I think it's imperative that people, like, you know, even hip hop, whatever, that, you know, saying, because the narrative is not given that everything is just Sexy Red or Sukihana and NBA YoungBoy. It's, you know what I'm saying, as you put in context, because for future generations to know. There was some different dynamics that are happening.
Black,
and, you know what I'm saying? And don't. I'm not trying to be, dismiss what you want it, and it hurts being oppressed. But it's also make sure we put in that. And also be clear that we recognize we outnumbered because it's any struggle. I'm gonna quote Thomas Jefferson. He said with the American Revolution, he said one third was for it, one third was against it, and one third whichever the wind blew. And a lot of people, you know, saying go whichever the wind blew. And another quote I remember that Malcolm X said that the collective consciousness of the people ticks slowly, but it erupts of a volcanic force that makes it look like nothing. We got to make sure that's why we have. I talked about this December 4th. The founders of the Defense Captain Mara Clark, Breonna Taylor, Cortez Rice. So many people, I say, be very. I see a lot of pain out here. Tamir Rice's mother, and so many others.
Right.
But it wasn't no punks for the pain. Not no punks for the point.
Definitely.
It's painful But it, you know what I'm saying? But it's resistance out there. And we still, I'm with you, we still acknowledge the shortcomings and deficiencies, but acknowledge too also, which we put in there too, that there's some people calling a question, and they're not going to tell us about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to, you right. know, and I tell people, like, when they watch 48 Hours, I say, you think everybody on that station just tricked with snitches? I say, or the cops show. They don't show you the ones that got away. They can't show you that. You know what I'm saying? Because it inspires others. You know what I'm saying? It inspires others.
Yeah.
So that I can't. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you. I'm with you, somebody. And you have.
Yes.
And you have I commend you and respect you and appreciate you because and your criticism is. I forgot his brother say. He said about Malcolm. He say he criticized us when it was just. And it's a quote that Willie D, I think he be saying, like, definition of a coon is when your criticism outweigh your contributions. Your contributions mm-hmm. to the struggle, to our people. Is, you know what I'm saying? Man, I always tell you, man, I appreciate this is a brother, I'm talking about, hey, yes, man, hard worker. I'm talking about, man,
yes,
I'm glad he could call in. He could tap in with us on this discussion about the contributions in the South, the hip-hop, books. I mean,
yes,
man, he own it. You know what I'm saying? The streets, all that. Yes, and that's what we want. You know, that's some criticism. And we have to raise, you know what I'm saying, enforcers who put in contributions. We, you know what I'm saying, it's needed because a lot of people come in from an aspect, man, if this was happening, blah, if, you know, that old saying goes, if it was a fifth, we all be drunk.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This some hardcore moonshine calling in. We, you know what I'm saying? Real deal, cats. we need to make sure we in our communities, the struggle, you know what I'm saying? I was looking at some pictures they were showing in Gaza recently. And I was, you know, the men from the Palestinian community, you know, they was like stripped down naked, you know, saying, just to the underwear. And I was, you know, talking about the long range impact it's going to have on the community. You know what I'm saying? Say, you know, and like a lot of people look at war in an elementary way. You know what I'm saying? But the different impacts of, you know what I'm saying? Like I tell people, so you look at. It's an infamous picture in Philadelphia where members of the Black Panther Party were taken out and they were down to their briefs, their underwear, you know what I'm saying? And it's done strategically, you know what I'm saying? And I remember when I looked at the photograph, we was on the flyer one time and they was like, Chairman, you'd be so much on point with so many things. And I was talking with the flyer. Initially, I wanted to be real careful how to put, because the pigs that brought Chairman Fred's body out after they assassinated him at the physical Lamar Clark, I said, you know, he had his boxer shorts on, you know, it still should be shown to show that he came in at night, you know, excuse me, 4:30 in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Or he's resting, you know what I'm saying, in bed. But you want, but I still, sometimes you want to, you cover down, like, you know what I'm saying, you can cover down. And because we are proud for people, but the deal is also to put this in context of war. This is not just a physical dynamic, how they kill us, how they degrade us. And I want to tie this in too. Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, and as a matter of fact, you're definitely welcome to stay on the show, buddy, because you ain't got to switch lanes. Yeah. You can go from the plantation to the studio booth with us, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And this dynamic, I'm talking about that, I want our co-host, I'm gonna see a brother text me who I'll be going in on. So I will come meet with you, Chad, and I'll be like 6:30 to 8:30 Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? I see just tapped in. But the whole the Grammy, I don't know if you, I haven't seen the whole piece. I'm gonna go check it out tonight. But what I did see and put it in contrast. Like, you know, I'm trying to say this objectively, so the record companies who are behind the different dynamics, but it's, man, even this last song, I don't even call it a song, and the individual, Sexy Red, and actually is saying on the music, fuck my baby daddy. This is spray paint all across her rear end, and it's saying fuck my baby daddy. You know, and of course, and I study I went through a whole research on this thing. This latest video with this individual named Tashauna is what, you know what I'm saying, dressed like a female, dressed like a man. One thing other countries don't have, like America, how Machiavellian it is. This individual, don't y'all, a lot of people say, oh, I don't like hearing that. People ask me the other day, how you be knowing this stuff with you? I study, like I said, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm watching this individual who's out of Dominican Republic. I'm listening to the name she's saying, who out of her own mouth had no talent. Sexy Red out of her mouth, she said she don't even like hip-hop. She said, I don't even like rap. You have to look at certain, so who is behind this? This individual, they do this one song, this female dressed like a man, kept me out with her. I went back and watched another interview. She's doing an interview on, Weinsberg, that show, 97. And I'm listening to this. She's telling you, the Republican about her being, you know what I'm saying, sugar baby. And I'm watching this, and again, you don't know what people have to go through, different dynamics, but I'm watching it. I mean, they literally, because America can say, when they show Machiavelli, they're selling you snake oil. She's in the wrong saying this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching this, the imagery and the policy they push on these, you know what I'm saying, on our face. And it's hurt. I'm talking about, this female sister is literally pregnant. I'm talking about, like, literally pregnant. There's no prosthetic stomach. Like, they tell you a baby hearing certain music. She's on stage. And it's a political significance to this, being barefoot and pregnant. It's a political significance of that. And you got so many people who, they don't even know who she, they never heard of her. It's like right up under our nose what they're producing. You know what I'm saying? And you got these, it's a whole, and you think it's a coincidence? I was struggling the other day. I said, listen, look at Taylor Swift. That dynamic of the football player of Kansas City. Back calls, I mean, you give me some background on that. The football player.
Kelsey is his last name.
I told people, I said, see, I was struggling about even the imagery of him and her. But it's he told me how he respected her father. Even a family unit. You know, it could be a stage relationship. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. But that, for the people to see that, like propaganda is so important. Man, you see it's not even an image of a family unit. It's got to be, it's propaganda bombs. I want people. I know it's hard to watch, but I recommend y'all go watch this. Fuck my baby daddy. There's another one.
Can I tell me a little quick? You know what, Chairman? Go ahead.
Can I chime in? What I want to say about that is this, Big Bro. Back in the day, man, this is a good and evil one when it comes to this music, bro. I'm going to tell you just like this. Look, back in the day, you know, we used to want to be the dope game used to be a way out for us in the hood. We thought the dope game was the way out back in the day, right? So that's why they was feeding the hood dope. So now that the dope game ain't the way out no more, they know the music game is the way out now. So now they attacking the music like they did the dope game. Now they making everybody think the music is the way out. You got a lot of guys out here that's rapping. They ain't supposed to be rapping, but they trying to be rapping because they not selling dope in the hood like they used to. Ain't no more money in the hood. Like, they don't make it like it ain't like it used to be. So I'm saying that to say they use the music. Now the music industry is the new dope game. It's the new way out. That's why you got 1,000 used to have 1,000 dope dealers on the block. Now you got 1,000 rappers on the block because on the hood, when I go to the hood, you see, they ain't making no money like we used to make in the hood off the dope no more, off drugs. They're not doing that no more. So they really don't have no way to make no money for themselves in the hood. So everybody's trying to be a rapper. So now the rap game has become the dope game. So the government has attacked the dope game the rap game the same way they did the dope game. They gave us something else to get up out the game with, but what they did was they started paying for the evilness to come out instead of paying for the goodness to come out the music. So they knew that the rap game was going to trap us, and it's a good way to help their agenda. So what they did is use the rap game and all the music we did. See, I'm going to tell y'all something. They made it ain't supposed to be no old school rappers, man. I'm gonna tell y'all some real stuff. They made us old school so they could destroy the message that we could have gave to our youngest. That's why they call it old school. If you go to country or any other jazz, you go to any type of music, they don't call them old school nothing. They let them be legends. Mm-hmm. They let them be somebody who influenced them. But they made rap. They made us old school to destroy who we are, and so we can teach our youngest how to be what happened to us, so it can happen to them. This is a spiritual war. When it comes to this music, big bro, you know what I'm saying? It get way deeper. That's why I try to tell y'all, you know, in a rap game, the rap game is the new dope game. So that's why it's 1,000 rappers on the block. That's why you got her. That's why they promoted her way stronger than they would promote somebody who's speaking positive about the people. The devil know how to control the people and the people, and they use the music to connect with the people, because they trained us to hate each other, so they know what to do with it.
And
yes,
the
comparison
The comparison to the dope game, so now everybody's on the corner selling this dope, and you got people that's addicted to it. Now the quality, who got the best quality? It's all stepped on.
Right.
It's all whack. It's no potency to it. There is nothing in it because it's so watered down.
To say the least in our day.
So now, you know, somebody was making a comparison to the awards, the Grammy salute and the BET. Now, they both wore it down, but the BET was, you would think that they would have more quality because this is of our culture. So you would think BET would have, you know, the representation that would be more quality, but you had the, you know, it was just like you at the club, you at the strip club, you at the, it's down and dirty. Once upon a time, they wouldn't even play that. On mainstream TV. You wouldn't play that at a certain time. It would have to be a certain time before you could even see or hear something like that. Now it's everywhere, at all times.
You know, you just, I was commenting the other day, and I was commenting about a situation, Peace's brother dropped from Africa the other day. He has a YouTube channel. He was going to go there from Africa. And I was pointing out the contradiction he was saying about he was inside a restaurant and with children. And what the lady was doing, how she was approaching them. I said, this is what he said. I said, he tells her, he said, this is not a strip club. I said, not from a morality. So I want me to be very clear. They know morality judge, people going in saying, you know, say, a lot of people say, well, it's different generations. You can look back, you can pick out different dynamics. You know, some people talk about, well, look back in the days, and certain the people, a certain category would look him and, you know, training, you know what I'm saying? However, one of America's policies is to create chaos and then restore order. Like a structure, like a time, it's a location with certain things. I'm talking about, it's all bars off. It's saturated. You know what I'm saying? It's like you look at, like I tell some people, like, I can't watch a movie if a person just, you know what I'm saying, just run around killing and sticking. You're like, okay, what's the plot? Is he hungry? Is it a stick up? What's the agenda? You know what I'm saying? You look at like, even the sexuality. Okay, what's this? They come through the door. There ain't no, you know, don't build up to the, okay, you trying to talk to her. You not even getting no sexual gratification. Motherfuckers tell me, there's not even no payoff. It's like, just fuck everybody, you know what I'm saying? And that's the dynamic that's being bred. And you can point in what he said, the brother in Africa said. He connected to Western society, imperialism. See, be very clear. Prior to being colonized, you know, people say, well, it was slavery in Africa. True. However, nothing, it ain't no comparison to what the colonials did to us. You know what I'm saying? The contradictions about, you know what I'm saying, sexuality, and people say, well, you have situations with Cool G rapping them, they're talking, it's a band. You can't even relate to this. You can see, like I say, the disdain, the hatred. You know what I'm saying? The self-hatred. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, just to come through the door. It's like, Man, you think it's a civil war between black men and black women? You don't think black women. You don't think it's a black, shoot him up, kill him, keep some more bullets, I'm going to kill, fuck myself. Matter of fact, when you look at the video closely with Sexy Red, she got her finger to her head like a trigger. Like fuck him and shit, keep a bullet for my damn self. So it's not even, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, it's like the Panther Party had a term called jackanate. A lot of people say, absolutely, like, okay, they're against the police. Man, it was some of folks who said they hate the police, they hate the past, they hate the people. So you have, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole this thing. But I don't see the time, what you call us on here now. Also, okay, give us some, like, because I'm going to go back and watch it. But people that you mentioned, or you touched on, like, the in contrast. And so people don't get the wrong impression. Like, it's come back. You can't be sexy, or you can't talk about killing. You can't. I think that is absolutely conscious. Right? Like, I remember one time I was in Pontiac concentration camp, and little brother, it was a Source magazine. He said, what about this? I said, well, and he passed it down. It was Lauryn Hill, where, like, she had this she had this white net sweater on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could, like, see the holes in it. I said, man, don't get it twisted, man. See, that's beautiful. I'm talking about, it's not a, it's a dynamic, like I say, again, don't have this, they say it's absolutely, either it's abstract, fluffy, right, lava lamp, disconnected from reality, consciousness, or shoot them up, bang, 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 kill, kill. I'm not pushing for you how you wear no pants, sag off your ass, or no skin tight. It's not either or. I ain't with the Democrats or the motherfucking Republicans. I ain't with the Confederates or the Yankees. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't let this is a fortune system absolute, like you have to be some abstract, because the deal is it's a voodoo reality, it's not communities.
Yeah,
but the bogusness, the hatred, you can see the disdain. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, like I said, when people listen to certain specifics, when they talk about a certain code, when people talk about, I tell people, like in prison, they would ask, since something happened to a cat, they would ask the question, did he steal it or did he take it from you? That's a big difference. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You listen to certain dynamics about, and that's important. Like even people talking about the prison code, how prison, like Richard Pryor made a joke about it. He said, you rather through black men beholding their private part. And say, why are you doing that? And shit, white man took everything else. You say, that's a code why prisoners look down on rape. I see the political significance of rape. Because the deal is, it's colonized people. We've been ripped up for so many things. You know what I'm saying? The body. You know what I'm saying? That's like the last, that's what I say, like the last possession. Hey, and the motherfucker is coming, just take, you know what I'm saying? For you to try to engage in taking that from someone. You know what I'm saying? And let's know we go into a deeper contradiction. You know what I'm saying? The child or whatever. It's not just this abstract morality. And even a lot of people can't sum it up politically. Those who have been ripped off can relate to that. You know what I'm saying? They might say the bully dynamic, whatever. But that'll take exploiting someone. But tell us, co-host, if you can, about the dynamic about those who haven't seen. You know, like the rules from the points, and you know what I'm saying? I even struggle with two brothers before, like, you know what I'm saying, like, people can engage in some things and might not know the, I know y'all gonna lose I'm gonna cut off and come right back on y'all Instagram. Afro Puffs and when you engage in something, a lot of times you engage and you don't really recognize the significance of it. You may take it for granted. What were some of the, and with this era right now, with this whole, this about 50 years of hip-hop, you got a couple of dynamics happening. Some people saying, damn, I ain't know this stuff even happened. Like people who talking about lyrics, it's like I go certain places and people don't know about the Black Panther Party. They're like, damn, I didn't know this had Panther, you know what I'm saying? We've been asked to party members out. They're like, damn. I know some cats who grew up who, like, they never thought we resisted before. They come in like this, that we don't fall back. What are some of the responses you seeing, you know what I'm saying, or you're hearing? Because right now, there's people seeing this in contrast and hearing about lyrics or different dynamic, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. With the whole phenomenon of hip-hop.
Well, one of the main comments and
things that I've been hearing is that a lot of people that should have been there, that could have been there, were not there. Not that they could have been there, but should have been there. Different people that were not represented. And I know it's a two-hour thing, so I was surprised that I got called. Like, what? Y'all want me? Oh, okay. So that's one of the things. Then it was just more like a lot of people have been saying that it was more like a reunion and the whole atmosphere. It was more of a like a classiness, even with the younger artists that were there that participated, like the Coi Leraes and the Glorillas. Some people were saying, well, why were they there? Well, I think what they were trying to do was bridge the gap, like show it from this era to this era to this era. Once again, the main thing that I've been hearing were that it was not representative of the pillars of hip hop, the DJ and the B-boy, the graffiti, and the MC, where it could have been some graffiti artists out doing things where break dancers were dancing and other artists that you would rarely get to hear or see, like Wise Intelligence or Bahamadia, or you know, the Ghetto Boys, Brand Nubians, yeah. Things like that, the people that you don't normally see. You normally on these shows like this, it's the usual suspects. They have a list that they normally, the go-tos. So this was kind of different because this was not the go-tos. Keep in mind, I just said they called me, so I'm definitely not one of the go-tos. But in the hip-hop community, I am known to be, you know, I'm a go-to. Like when you want lyrics and things like that, I'm a go-to. But on these platforms, I'm not a go-to. So to even be a part of it, to see the other artists that I admired coming up, Rakim. I almost fainted, you know, not literally, but I had, you know, just seeing him perform. This was my first time seeing him perform. So it was like he inspired me. I tell people that the Sugar Hill Gang and Sequence and other rap groups inspired me to rap, but Rakim is the one who turned me into an MC. So to see him there performing and Big Daddy Kane, and it would have been nice to see Sequence, because Sequence is the first female rap group. You don't see them at places like this. And to see Sugar Hill Gang, and to see the forefathers and foremothers that helped with this, it would have been nice. But I don't know why they did it the way they did it, but it was just like a celebration, and it was just real cool. And one of the things that I took that I was surprised with was the young lady that came and spoke to me after the show and told me what I meant to her and how I inspired her to wear her hair natural. Now, I've heard this before, and every time someone tells me this, it always, like, just takes me aback, like, wow, really? That, you know, that I inspired people to embrace what is naturally coming out of their scalp. This person was Willow Smith. I know I'm 20 years her junior. I mean, she's 20 years my junior, but I wish it was that way. But she's 20 years my junior. But for her to come tell me that, like, wow, Willow Smith, you even know of me? Like, really? And for her to have a conversation, in-depth conversation with me about her struggling with embracing her natural hair and struggling with other things. But I was one of the people that helped her to do that. I was like, wow, like, that kind of stuck with me.
Yeah.
So that
was
just some of the highlights. Just being, like I said, called to the party. But now I've been hearing, you know, people are talking about it was not celebrating the culture of hip hop. It was more like rappers there. Now I would say that more with some other award shows that I've seen. It probably still could be the case, because I just feel like it was people that you don't normally see on CBS on a platform like that. Mm-hmm. These were some of those people you saw, you would not see them. MC Chi-Rock, who was one of the first female MCs, for her to be able to be out there, and Roxanne Shanté, Black yeah. Sheep, and it was a lot of others. So that was my takeaway from it.
Yeah, just
and then and then with the Academy, you know, they did not embrace hip hop in the beginning. When Will Smith won a Grammy, I think they were the first ones to win a Grammy. Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Right. Absolutely.
They were not
right.
invited to the party. So that's just like the Oscars and any other thing. When black people were winning, they couldn't Hattie McDaniels, the first woman to win an Oscar, she could not accept her award at the Oscars. Sidney Poitier, I don't know if it was televised or not, but a lot of these times when you're at these awards and things like that, you're not even, we're going to let you win. Huh?
No, go ahead, go what you say.
So with the Grammys, even though this wasn't an award show, people are talking about how they didn't even embrace hip hop, but now they want to embrace it. So I look at it as, you know, get in there and come bring somebody to the table. Like, okay, first y'all didn't want us there. Then you accept us, but we can't be televised when we win the award. Then you got these watered down categories and then this. So maybe getting in there somehow and letting them know, hey, this is how we feel. You get some stand-up people. You get some people that the hip-hop community respects. And look, this is not representative of us. Macklemore was the face of hip-hop for a minute. I think he was man of the year for hip-hop or something, or for rap or whatever. And that was like, what? Macklemore, get out of here. So who is putting these people in place? You need people that represent the culture, like, at the table. Like, come to the table. I know they won't be invited to the table. Just crash the party. Hey, look, we here. And this is what we're talking about, and this is how we want it done. So let's discuss this.
Yes.
Well, we live in the Reckless Spirit Liberation. We talking about Freedom Radio. I think I'm getting a heads up. It's about my time. It's 8:38. We're gonna close comment from you. Reverend, I'm gonna give you 1 minute. 1 minute. Just take a move, bro. Just take a move.
I wrote this morning for the good people. I do speak to the good people. In spite of the injustice, we the survivors, people of preferred color, black and brown. Black, brown, and those of the boogie down. Hip hop array to Tom Hanks and his wife as they sung. But we got wolves who perpetrated a fraud in sheep's clothing. Here's what we will do moving forward. We will go in, free them captive souls, and bring justice out this corrupt system's ass. We've been the recipients of vitiated, excoriated, malicious intent on our lives since biblical times of the walking in the hood with the devil hounds of hell in the incarnation of the midnight coup. Dick Milan, remember that? Robert, oh dear, system of harm to my people. Come out of captivity. S1Ws, who secures the door? What gatekeepers of justice secure our exodus? Precious is our blood. Privileged is our blood over the door of the travelers to the east in search of the North Star. We ain't waiting in no water no further. Come out. Free them all. Sincerely, we the survivors.
Dang.
I gotta ask this question though.
Dang.
The Tom Hanks connection.
Absolutely.
No, explain to me the Tom Hanks.
Hanks' wife, I forget her name, but she sung Hip Hop Away.
Robin, I think.
Look it up on Google.
Uh-huh.
She sung it word for word.
Okay.
They don't acknowledge our existence. That's the damn show.
Okay, that record. I'm getting his heads up. Heads up, y'all. Let me get one more. I know we got Short Body and Coach online still. Give us y'all closing comments before we roll out. And again, we got Yeah.
Real quick, big bro, I'm gonna give some. Yeah, man. When I asked my mans down south, real quick, y'all. I said, man, why y'all ain't tore these joints up, man? Why y'all ain't made parties in this place, man? What's happening? He said, man, the federal government's stopping us. Listen to y'all, man. Listen, man. We gotta be strong for all the right reasons, family. That's what I gotta say to all y'all, bro. We gotta be strong for all the right reasons. Stop being dumb, bro.
Give me your contact too, Showbody.
Man, Showbody everywhere. And then up before me, man, make sure y'all check out the OG the Young Gods podcast every Saturday. We have OG the Young Gods across the country come rock out with us, man. We had a young guy promoting their new product, and we make it happen for the people, man. So check out the OG the Young Gods podcast every Saturday, man. Get out with us, man. And free them all. Showbody everywhere.
Check the episode, me and nephew Beats on there, Uncle Beats on there with you, man. It's really powerful. Showbody in the building. That's S-H-A-U-L-T. Showbody in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Co-host, Lady Rays, talk to us. Co-host.
Hey, stay persistent with your resistance.
Show you right. Any more, with this whole discussion happening right now, any upcoming shows and people can find, you know what I'm saying, like regards to find your Instagram, you know what I'm saying, particularly any updates on that?
Well, I'm the Lady of Rage _ on Instagram. And shows coming up, I don't see any for the year ending. I may get a call or two. I was on the road with Cat last year, so I may be doing some shows with him, possibility. Also, I found out that the Miss Cleo movie that I'm doing got picked up by Lifetime. So that will be coming out on Lifetime. I'm not sure of the date yet, but once I know, I will let you all know, and we can, watch and observe.
Let's go. Y'all, this was for a lot of y'all time, the whole phenomenon, Miss Cleo.
Yeah, follow me now for your pre-reading.
Y'all be on the lookout for that, y'all. Another episode of Free of Ball Radio, y'all. Y'all tune in. Y'all keep y'all heads up. Albert Fitzpatrick again. We at Intellectual Radio, y'all. Hey, we'll keep y'all posted on any updates. Come with the People's Ball, y'all. We'll keep y'all updated, y'all. Again, People's Ball, December 29th. Where we going to be at, though. We'll keep y'all posted. But again, IRD, International Revolutionary Day, is up the chain. Happy belated birthday again, Frederica Newton and also Cool and Jerry. Y'all keep y'all heads up. Albert Fitzpatrick with the call. Free them all.
Free them all.
Take us out to the comrade round. Free them all.
Okay, let me do some old
right,
food
right.
For you, right?
You can get to take us back.
Yeah, y'all. Let's do this shit.
All right, man.
He's a punk ass nigga. Yo, yeah. Yo, Zephro's in the motherfucking house. Wrecking shit, you know what I'm saying? This is Dr. Dre in the motherfucking house. No. Yo, I got my homeboys in the house. The tall clown's definitely in here. Yeah. I got my nigga Corrupt ready to wreck some shit. Yo, you know who else I got in the house? Yo, some biggie ass up on that ass. Yeah, guess who else in here? My homegirl Rage. I said my homegirl Rage. Yeah, the lyrical motherfucking murderers in here. Yo, my nigga Glove behind the board. Yo, dropping that funky ass bass line. Yeah, really dope. Yo, Jeff Rose in the motherfucking house. Running the 9-train. Right about now, there's a little freestyle session going on in the studio. We just kicking back, getting fucked up and all, you know, puffing on a few blunts, drinking on a little bit of that Tanqueray, yeah. So, right about now, hey, yo, Rage, run that shit, G.
Always and forever, forever and always, the rhythm will flow from now on through all days. As long as the sun shines, as long as Eisenhower's on the dime, yo, I'll be kicking the rhyme. The pressure from the one that's deafer. Egyptian ruler, call me Cleo or Nefertiti. Yes, indeedy. Got the eyes that are beady, body from Tahiti. Voice of the wind, lyric
from the hood and the pound gives luck. You see, niggas wanna be down but never came around. So back up upon my nuts and stop sweating the pound. You see, niggas get broke off like 1, 2, 3. Cause I'm the D-A to the D-A to the Z. Now G's paying attention to this young ass Mac Daddy in the caddy, hattie, not knowing about the city where the niggas hang around. So I roll them up and hit them up with the motherfucking dog pound.
I'm up and rugged and up to do dirt. I'm from the dog pound, nigga, so I'm putting it work. I'm no joke, who the fuck you trying to provoke?
187.
It's cold, how was that got smoked? I don't drink no fucking VSOP. I drink the motherfucking OGOE. I'm from the clique that be kicking the gangster shit, bitch. Real niggas, real G, with real big dicks. I hit them up with the pound. So what you wanna throw up? Claiming your cocaine a cabbie when you blow up? Know what? The pound's in the motherfucking house back again. We try to get high as we can, Dr. Dre. We kickin' fat rhymes to produce and kick shit. I get more wicked than Beetlejuice. Motherfuckers get battered, so scatter before I keep ya hostage. A nigga hostile like the Grim Reaper. So, I'm coming from my hood. What hood? You really like to know, wouldn't you? I thought you knew. Motherfucker, don't you know I'm stranded on the road? I take a look into the crowd, pick a style of flow. I'm massive. Motherfuckers get murdered for acting. Relax, kid, you're rolling with a fucking assassin. I lasted dirt the other day. Betray the role of a G from the D-O-double-G-D-O-U-N-D. Pound, so bow bow, motherfucking mark. To execute your thoughts when the chronic is barked. I'm like Boston, rough and rugged, but raw like Rawhead. Rex, I flex, murderous rhymes to leave you all dead. What's dead is what's dead, it's already spoke. The dead is the dead, I ain't no fucking joke. I murder motherfuckers as a hobby. One of my idols ain't no joke, so why in the fuck should I be? Fly me to the Bahamas, rough drama, drama. What they kicking? Wicked is how mama. Approach ya, the lobster, who's quick to up and smoke ya. You're looking like a smoker, grinning like a joker. I yoke you from the back like a bitch talking shit. Cause a bitch ain't shit, but a hoe and trick on my dick. Flip, let's take a trip to the dog pound. Fools tried to pump me when I was young, but I'm a hog now. And I get respect, and I step with a techno. Ready to pull something up in that ass so you respect mine. Fools, Death Row ain't lifting and the pound ain't mobbing. We all don't give a fuck when in your crib and start robbing. Robbing, I'm breaking niggas down in the 90s. Maxing at the pound with my dogs and with your fine. Yeah.
Niggas can't fake this shit, you know what I'm saying? Death Row's in the motherfucking house. The dog pound's definitely in here, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, yo, 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 you niggas can't fuck with this. Don't even try it. Stay in the studio all you want. Stay in the studio all you want, cause you can't fuck with this. See y'all.